This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Is a happy song better than a broken heart? Leroy finds a surprising answer in today's passage, Ecclesiastes chapters 7 through 12. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
There are some conclusions in the book of Ecclesiastes that seem to go against the grain of our thinking. But a closer look may prove them true for the Christian who is walking with Christ. The first comes from Ecclesiastes 7:1, where Solomon says, "The day of death is better than the day of birth." Our first reaction is, "What a morbid outlook on life." But remember the words of Paul, "We know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands." Paul told the church at Philippi that to depart this life and be with Christ is far better. That means that you and I can add up all the pleasures, all the good times, all the laughter, all the pleasant memories, and no matter what the total is, heaven will not only be better, it will be far better. In the next verse, Solomon says, "It is better to go to a house of mourning than go to a house of feasting." He goes on to say that sorrow is better than laughter. On the surface, we rebel at such a conclusion. Who wouldn't rather laugh than cry, or sing a happy song than sit quietly with a broken heart? But there's another side to this coin. Happy times, as a general rule, teach us less than hard times. Recently, my wife and I visited a lady named Shirley, whom we have known for a long time. Some years ago, she was in an automobile accident and was paralyzed from her shoulders down. As we talked, she told us of the wonderful things that God had taught her since the accident and what He continues to teach her to this day. She has not grown bitter, but has grown more spiritually beautiful. In the words of Paul, she has been strengthened with all might according to God's glorious power, and she is living joyfully, giving thanks to the Father. Christian, that's the key. Ask God for grace to respond to the tough times of life with joy and thanksgiving. Don't resent them as intruders, but welcome them as friends sent by God to help you in your walk of daily discipleship. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you discover and claim God's promises from the Bible, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. You'll find Daily Walk a valuable aid in growing strong as a Christian. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, the Song of Solomon, a love song you can sing on Daily Discipleship.